Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be reading 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord in the presence of Eli. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. And the Lord called Samuel again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood, calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant hears." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I am about to do a thing in Israel, at which the two ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. On that day, I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. And I declare to him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God, and he did not restrain them. Therefore, I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned for by sacrifice or offering forever." Samuel lay until morning. Then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. But Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son." And he said, "Here I am." And Eli said, "What was it that he told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also, if you hide anything from me of all that he told you." So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. And he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established as a prophet of the Lord, and the Lord appeared again at Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Amen. All right, so in our passage today, we read about Samuel as he's been serving in the presence of the Lord alongside Eli. They take the night to just rest. And as he and Eli are laying down, he hears a voice that says, "Samuel." And this happens three times. And every time that Samuel hears his name being called out, he goes to Eli and he says, "Here I am, you called me." But every time, Eli says, "I did not call you, go lie down again." And by the third time, Eli perceived with his wisdom that perhaps the Lord was calling Samuel. And so he tells and instructs Samuel to go back, lie down, and if he hears his name being called out again, say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." Now, this was very significant because we know right from the get-go in our chapter that Samuel and Eli were living in days when the word of the Lord was rare. God wasn't speaking frequently to any of the priests or even the people of Israel. There was no frequent vision. There was no prominent prophet in that day at the time. And so it was hard for the people of Israel to receive some kind of word from the Lord, some kind of vision from God. And now the word of the Lord is being revealed to Samuel. And that's why at the very end, it says that the people of Israel had come to know Samuel as a prophet of the Lord. The Lord has established Samuel as a messenger of God. And as the Lord was revealing what he was going to do in the coming days, Eli was having a hard time digesting and swallowing everything that he had received from the Lord, because he was receiving a message that God was going to fulfill what he had promised against the household of Eli. If you remember in chapter 2, the households of Eli's sons, Hophni and Phinehas, had done some terrible things in the sight of God and for the people of Israel. Specifically, he had dealt with the sacrifices of the people of Israel with contempt. These offerings were meant to be holy to the Lord, and yet they had defiled it by seeking their own interests, and they had created customs for themselves to, divulge in all the offerings that the people of Israel bring to the tent of meeting. And on top of that, they were sleeping with the women who were serving at the entrance of the tent of meeting. And so in all these ways, the household of Eli was being rejected. And you might be thinking, why is the household of Eli being rejected? Why isn't it just his sons, Hophni and Phinehas? Well, actually, we see in our chapter here that Eli, even though he knew about what was going down, he didn't actually do much to restrain them from continuing those actions. You see, it's one thing to actually address what was going on. It's another thing to take action as the father of the household. And that's the condemnation and the judgment that was being brought before the household of Eli, because he did not restrain, even though he knew. And so, as the Lord was revealing this word to Samuel, the next morning, once the house of the Lord, the doors are open, Eli comes to Samuel and says, "Tell me what the Lord has told you. Don't take any details out. Tell me everything." And at the end of verse 18, Eli responds saying, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him. It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." I'm really struck by Eli's response, because I feel like if we put ourselves in Eli's shoes, we would want to tell Samuel, "Please go back to the Lord, talk to him, and plead for his mercy to come upon my house." But instead, Eli says, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him." Eli, as a priest, knew that the Lord is God. There is no other like him. He is the one who knows what is best. He is the God of justice, because he is just. He is a righteous God. And he knows how to uphold righteousness. The word of the Lord has been revealed to Samuel. And we're going to see that it is going to continue. God is going to continue to reveal his word, his purposes, his plans to Samuel. And this is good news, because in a time and in a land where the word of the Lord was rare, now we have Samuel, a prophet, who is able to receive, who is able to hear and receive and deliver the message of God. But what's even greater news is that God has made a way for us to be able to hear and receive and to deliver God's word through Jesus Christ. It is because of Jesus that now we can have access to a relationship with God. Each and every one of us, as believers and followers of Jesus, we can hear and receive the word of the Lord through Scripture, through the Holy Spirit. And so today, I want to encourage us to know that the word of the Lord is not rare, but it is abundant. God is constantly speaking to us. He is speaking to us and he wants to have that relationship with us. And so let's hear from the Lord. Let's hear from the Lord and see how the Holy Spirit might be speaking to us. A lot of times this will take some time for us to quiet our hearts and our minds and our souls, to silence ourselves before the Lord with open hands and open hearts and say, Lord, here I am. Speak to me. Just as Samuel had responded to the Lord saying, speak, Lord, your servant hears. Let us do the same. Speak, Lord, for we hear you. We are here to hear you, and not just to hear, but to obey. Let's do that today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the ways that you have called Samuel to be a prophet of Israel, for the ways that you have revealed yourself to him, for the ways that you have revealed your word to Samuel. But more than that, Lord, we thank you that through Jesus, you have revealed yourself to us. You've given us spiritual eyes to see your presence, spiritual ears to hear your voice. And I pray, God, that in a land and in a time when there's so much busyness and so much chaos and it's so hard to see and to hear your voice, Lord, I pray that you would quiet our hearts, clear our minds, open our ears so that we might be able to hear your voice and see the ways that you are moving. God, if there's anything that you want to say to us today, I pray that you would give us ears to hear those words. If there's anything you want us to do, help us, Lord, to hear those words and to have hearts to obey. Speak, Lord, for your servants hear. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thanks for everyone for joining us in our daily devotionals. I hope you're blessed. Let's continue to hear from the Lord. And I hope you'll join us tomorrow in our Friday devotional. Have a great day.